Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
How are we, church? We good? We're looking forward to Christmas. Oh, here we go on the home stretch. Who's looking forward to time off? Oh, me too. Yes, I cannot wait, cannot wait. Well, we're going to be talking about peace this morning. And I feel just that vibe in the room already. You can just feel the Prince of Peace in the room this morning. And so I don't want to just preach this morning. I have a few thoughts for you, but I want you to encounter the Prince of Peace today. Oh, well, you know, we're in our Advent season and we're coming into celebrating the birth of Christ, and we're looking at what he brought when he was born on earth. And one of those things was peace, and a peace that has no end. It's for every demographic. It's for every age. It's for the youngest person in this room. It's for my children sitting over there, to the elderly. It has no end. You can't outrun it. You can't outdo it. It has no end. So why don't you just look away to God for a moment? Close your eyes. If you're online, just close your eyes right now. Because I know the Prince of Peace wants to encounter you in this room and online today. Holy Spirit. Come. Still every anxious heart. Every mind, every soul, with your peace. The Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. Every age group, every person, every demographic, in every situation, every circumstance, every valley and every mountaintop. Oh, that the Prince of Peace would reign in our lives and in our hearts, in our minds and in our souls. I love that song we were singing. It's like, oh my soul, do not be shy on me now. I was like, yes. Sometimes you just got to tell your soul what to do. Sometimes you just got to speak to yourself and be like, no, the Prince of Peace is with me in every situation, in every circumstance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, 10 more seconds. Oh, just breathe him in. Breathe him in. Oh, breathe him in. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be with us today. Speak today. Have your way. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. We thank you, Lord. In your mighty name. Amen. Amen. You can grab your seats. Thank you, Simeon. You're wonderful. I'll be calling you back in like 5 minutes, so don't take too big a break. Well, peace, hey? Thank you, Annalise, you wonderful lady. If you've got your Bibles today, can you turn to Isaiah 9, verse 6? And I want to start on this scripture today. It says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end." You know, that is who he is. Amen. He is the Prince of Peace. Oh, you know, so when you hang out with Jesus, you can be assured that you're going to walk away with peace in your heart, because that is who he is. Has anyone ever hung out with Mark Saundercock? I would say, oh, no one, Mark. What's going on? You need some more friends around here. I would say, when I think of Mark Saundercock, that he is fun. Anyone else agree? He is funny. He is full of life. And I know that when I hang out with Mark Saundercock, that is what I'm going to get. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a laugh. We're going to have lots of fun, because just that is who he is. And it's the same with Jesus. You can be assured today that when you spend time with him, you will receive peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. It's who he is. And like I said before, and this scripture says, it has no end. How amazing is that? His peace is not just for when you're in the hardest season of your life, or it's not just for when you're in the greatest moment on the mountaintop. It's not when you're freshly new to Jesus, or when you've been walking with him for 40 years. It's not for people that are going through, you know, the toughest of times or the greatest of times. It has no end. It's for every generation and every demographic and every season. The peace of God for your life. You know, we're living in very challenging days. I was reading some sobering statistics this week online about our nation and mental health and anxiety. And they were saying that in Australia, 1 in 3 people struggle with an anxiety disorder. So not just moments of anxiety, which we all have, I know I do, but an actual disorder, a crippling disorder, 1 in 3 people are struggling with that. Let alone the majority of us that are having, I'm sure, anxious moments and stressful days. And I felt quite convicted reading that, knowing that we have the answer, that we have the Prince of Peace living in our lives, and that we can actually share about this Prince of Peace that can come into your life and take away anxiety, worry, and fear. You know, this word peace here and this scripture in Isaiah, in Hebrew, it means shalom. The shalom peace of God. You know, I don't think we quite probably understand this peace. It's so deep. It's so much more than we could probably ever imagine. It's more than just that feeling you get when you've sat in the sun on the beach for a couple hours. Who loves to do that? I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's great when you have a moment, or you go on holidays and you have that moment of rest and peace. Or, you know, you get home from a big day and you might put on some Netflix and you just chill out for a bit and you let yourself decompress. I mean, these are moments of peace, but God's peace is so much deeper than that. It's a shalom peace that the world cannot give. And the world cannot take away. It's a peace that means wholeness. It means safety, protection, peace with God and others. The absence from conflict. I love this. It's the absence from conflict within yourself. Ever felt at conflict within yourself? Well, the shalom peace of heaven comes and makes you whole. So there's no internal conflict going. It's a deep peace that can only be found in the Prince of Peace. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And I want to give you just 2 thoughts of just how to receive the shalom peace into your life this morning. Can I pray one more time before we do that? Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I thank you even right now. Your shalom peace is filling every heart, mind, and soul. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're with us today. Amen. So, 2 thoughts for you. The first thought is that we need to look to the right source for our peace. I'd love you to close your eyes for a moment here today. And I want you to think about what is that one thing at the moment, currently in your life, that is causing you stress. It's causing you worry, anxiety, fear. Just have a think for a moment online. Close your eyes. Think about, what is that area in my life that I'm worrying about? Okay, you can open your eyes. was listening to Stephen Furtick preach a year ago, and he said that our stress and worry comes from one of four areas. And I'm pretty sure most of you, when you're just thinking of that area, would fall into this today. That our stress or worry either comes from a problem, from pace, from a person or a place. So maybe you're thinking about your workplace, your home life. That's causing you worry or stress at the moment. Maybe it's your pace of life. You know, you ask anyone, how are you? Busy, 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 busy. We love that answer. The pace of life is causing you stress or anxiety. Maybe it's a person, your sister, your brother, your children, your husband, your wife, your boss. You know, maybe when you close your eyes and there's someone that is causing you to worry. Or maybe it's a problem, your health, finances, something in your life that is causing worry, stress, or anxiety. It falls into those four categories. The problem with thinking about the source and what we often do with worry is that we look to the source of the worry and we hope that it is where it is the source of our peace. So we're like, if that person would just go away, I will finally have some peace in my life. If I can finally get a new husband, then I'm not going to be stressed and worried anymore. If I could change my children, not that I ever would, kids, I love you. If I could change my children, then I will not be worried or stressed anymore. If I could get a new boss, oh, if that person would stop annoying me. If my health was in order, if I, you know, had my finances in order, then I will finally have peace in my soul. But the problem is that the source of our stress, the source of our worry, anxiety is not the answer to our peace. And we need to stop looking at our circumstances and waiting for our circumstances to change in order to have some peace. We need to start looking to the Prince of Peace, who offers more than just a moment of peace, but shalom peace that makes you whole and full in Jesus' name. The source of our peace is not the source of your stress. It is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. He is the source of our peace. In Luke 1, 78 to 79, it says, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. I love this scripture because God is saying, I'm going to come right into the middle of your darkness. He doesn't always come and change our situation and circumstance. He definitely can and he does at times. But sometimes we have to journey through the shadow of the valley of death, Psalm 23, and know that I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with me. Who is he? The Prince of Peace. And he comes into the middle of your darkness, into the middle of every situation, and still can bring shalom peace. Because you are not waiting for that circumstance to change in order to finally have some peace in your life. He can come into the middle of it. And even though the situation and circumstance may still look the same, you're not the same. You've got a deep shalom peace in your heart, walking you through the shadow of the valley of death. A peace that surpasses all understanding. And people may look at your situation and circumstance and be like, you should be stressed right now. You should be anxious. You should be worried. Why are you not? And you can confidently say, because I am with the Prince of Peace. And even though I should be worried, oh, and I should be stressed, and I should have anxiety, I don't, because I have the shalom peace of heaven within me that walks me through even the darkest of days. We have to stop waiting for our circumstances to change in order to hope for some peace. He wants to come right into the middle and give you peace no matter what the season is. You know, this scripture doesn't say that he guides us into the way to peace. It's not like you invite Christ into your life, and then he's like, let's go and find peace together. Let's go together and look for peace. Maybe it's over here with the boys up the back, the cool dads. Maybe it's over here, you know, with the babies, you know, the young people. Also some cool dads over there, don't worry. They're not the only ones. Maybe it's, you know, in meditation. Let's go and try that. See if we can find some peace. You know, God's not guiding us to peace. He's guiding us of peace, from peace, with peace. The moment that you're like, yes, God, come, help me. He guides us on the path of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. How do we get this shalom peace in our life? We first need to look to the right source for peace, and that is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. The second thing we need to do is that you determine what rules in your heart. A couple years ago, a friend of mine was struggling with some anxiety, and the Lord spoke this scripture to me to give to them. And it was Colossians 3:15, and it says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart." Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. So we can receive this peace from Jesus. And we know it's there and accessible for us. That if you hang out with Jesus, he has all peace that doesn't end available for you. But then you have a decision to let it rule in your heart or not. God has given us all authority over our hearts. You are the guardian of your heart. No one else. I can't have any authority over what's going into your heart. Only you decide what you let in and what you let out. In Proverbs, it says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows springs of life. Whatever you are allowing into your heart and letting rule in your heart will flow out of your life. You have to guard your heart. Sometimes I wish the Lord would do it for us, but he's given us that authority to be able to let in what we want and let out what we don't. We can choose to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. You know, at the beginning of this year, I came to work one day and it's just going to be an, you know, normal average day of work. And I came into my office and on my desk was a package and it was from an anonymous person. I opened up the package and there was this evil toy in the package. And it sounds silly now because, you know, these things have no power or authority over us. But I went into this spiral of anxiety and fear and worry, thinking someone's watching me, someone knows where I work, someone, maybe they know where my children are. I started to have all these irrational thoughts and just started to spiral down into some real fear and anxiety. And when I was driving home that day, I was praying to the Lord about it and he very quickly quickened this scripture to my heart and said, what are you letting rule in your heart right now? And I was like, not you, that's for sure. Stress, worry, fear, anxiety, they were the things ruling in my heart in that moment. And I remember in that moment just remembering, I have full authority over my heart right now. I have the Prince of Peace with me right now. I have access to shalom peace in this moment. And I can choose right now to let that peace rule in my heart. You know, it takes humility to invite his peace into our lives. To be like, oh, I actually can't do this without you, Lord. I cannot live this life without the Prince of Peace. And I don't want to either. I want to walk with you. I want to have shalom peace ruling in my heart. But it takes a moment of humility to actually invite him in, allow him in, and say, I need you, Lord. Let the peace of heaven flow out of my life. not worry, not anxiety, not fear, because who knows that the enemy is trying very hard to get those things into our heart. But no, you are a daughter and a son of the King here today. And I feel like I have a mission today to remind you that you have the Prince of Peace walking with you, that you have all access and no end to shalom, peace, the wholeness of God within you. And you can choose to let it rule in your heart. Amen? Amen. Let's close our eyes this morning. I want to make room for the Holy Spirit to do his work today and to fill every life in this room, just with your eyes closed. As I was praying for you this week, the scripture that came to my mind for you is John 14, verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." He wants to give you a peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. It can only come from him, the Prince of Peace, today. Amen. Let's close our eyes. I'd love to pray for you this morning. I want to pray firstly for anybody here who needs to invite Christ into their lives. Anyone who needs to say yes to Jesus. Inviting him in as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you've never done that before. This is your first time, second time, maybe coming for a little bit, but you've never asked Jesus into your life. I would love to pray a prayer with you today that invites him into your life. Maybe you once did follow God, but you feel far away, you feel distant. You once had relationship with him, but it's been a really long time. And you want relationship with him again today. You want to come near to the Prince of Peace again. And I'd love to pray a prayer with you as well that invites him into your life. It's a simple prayer, but a powerful moment where you do come with humility and say, "I need you, God. I need you." He wants to have relationship with you. He was born, he came from heaven to earth, born in a manger as human, just like us, and died a death on a cross so that we could have relationship with him for all of eternity, so that he could walk with you and guide you on the path of peace. And I know there's people here today that need to invite him into your life. And he knew you would be here in this moment. And he's just asking you to let him in so he can walk with you and bring his peace into your life. So if that's you and you need him today, with every eye closed, I'm just going to ask you on the count of three just to lift your hand. I'll see your hand and we'll pray a prayer together that invites him into your life. So you need him today. You're far away from him. You want to come back, or you've never met Christ before and you want to say yes to Jesus today. Just lift your hand, the count of three. One, two, three. Beautiful, beautiful. I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. So good. Who else is there today? Just lift your hand. Say yes to Jesus today. Beautiful. Thank you. I see your hand. Amen, amen. Who else is there today? Don't let this moment go by. Beautiful. I see your hand. Who else is there saying yes to Jesus today? You need him in your life. I see you guys. Beautiful. Is there anyone else today? Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Wonderful. Okay, we're all going to say this prayer together. And if you lifted your hand, I'd love you to just close your eyes and say this prayer out loud to God today. You're inviting him into your life in this moment. So we're all going to repeat this together. Let's say, "Dear God, thank you for going to the cross for me. Today, I choose to follow you. The old is gone, the new is here, and I step into it. with you today. Be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me just pray for you. Lord, I thank you for these ladies that lifted their hand. Lord, I thank you. Your peace that surpasses all understanding guards her heart and mind and soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you fill them with your presence. I thank you that you seal salvation today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for all the kids that lifted their hands. Pour out upon them, Lord. Let it be so real at a young age, Father. Lord, let you be the author and perfecter of their faith, Lord God. Father, and I thank you that they would receive your peace. Oh, your peace, your peace, your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. If you did lift your hands, I want to ask you not to leave without seeing one of our team. They'll come to you with a Bible today, but if they don't get to you, come and see us at the Next Step Lounge. We'd love to pray for you. We'd love to walk with you, help you get into great community here, and help you on your walk with Jesus. Wonderful. Well, let's stand to our feet, church. I've left a bit of time today because I don't want you to leave. I want you to just spend some time receiving the Prince of Peace, Shalom Peace, into your heart today. And I know there's a multiple layer going on here. I'm sure there's a many a situations and circumstances going on. But I do know one thing, that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that His peace has no end. And that it can come right now into every heart, every situation, every circumstance. So can we lift our hands? Oh, just lift your hands. Oh, this is just a sign of surrender to God.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.